Just over a decade ago, the university didn't even have an agriculture program. That changed after Huntington students developed the award-winning Hoosier Grown campaign promoting Indiana agriculture. Today, Huntington offers four-year degrees in agribusiness, agricultural education, animal science, and crop science and agronomy, along with programs connected to animal health and veterinary technology. According to Dr. Robert Pepper, president of Huntington University,
there are very few faith-based universities that offer agriculture. And so for me, that was an intriguing piece. I mean, running a university in this day is extremely competitive, and we're all looking for unique programs and opportunities. So our ag program is one of our larger majors, but every year we'll bring in between 40 and 50 new students that are coming to study in one of the programs we offer in ag and ag science.
Students get hands-on experience through farms, production facilities, internships, and more than 100 acres of tillable land. The university says agriculture is an expanding field, and it plans to continue growing its presence in the industry.
The future of agriculture for us isn't really going to be more and better technology. That's really important, but I think it'll be shaped by people of character. We oftentimes talk about faith, family, and farming here, and we want to grow, but we want to keep this community feeling. That's really important for our students. And then wise use of technology, whether it's AI or food as health, or kind of thinking through drone technology right now and all these different things. You know, we want to keep learning and then being a place where people come to learn and continue to grow.
From a school with no agriculture program to one of Indiana's few universities offering four-year agriculture degrees, Huntington is positioning itself to play a growing role in preparing the next generation of Hoosier agriculture professionals. I'm Greg Allen, Hoosier Ag Today, serving Indiana farmers for 20 years.